The Baptist, the one crying out in the desert, says to us to bear good fruit as evidence of your repentance, to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He says, for every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and cast away. So in Advent, the Baptist calls out to us to repent, to believe, to hope, to trust in the Lord, but to repent and to allow our good works be evident that we are truly repentant for our sins, that we desire amendment of life, to change our hearts, to change our ways, and to bear good fruit that's pleasing to the Father. Saint Anthony of Padua speaks to us of this image of a tree. And he says there are five parts, a basic construct of a tree is its roots, the trunk, the branches, the leaves, and the fruit. But evil trees bear evil fruit, and good and righteous and holy trees bear good and holy and righteous fruit. And he uses this analogy to invite us to be able to bear good fruit that is pleasing to the Father. And this is what he says, that a root for us of the tree should be one that is rooted in humility, he says. The trunk that comes from the roots should be one that is virtuous in obedience. He says the branches should be that of charity. The leaves should be of holy preaching. And if we allow the Lord to help us to be rooted, deep rooted in the word of Christ and the gift and the grace of the Holy Spirit, that you and I will bear good fruit. We don't have to worry about being cut down because we have entered into the kingdom of heaven. And we hear the gift and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Love, peace, joy, patience, goodness, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, modesty, and chastity. Those are good fruits. And they would know our fruit. They will know the tree by the good fruit that it bears. And so Saint Anthony of Padua says that a tree, scientifically, that if it is rooted and it is deep rooted, then the height of the tree can be in comparison to the depthness of the roots. And so the branches will go far out and it will be filled with leaves, and it will only bear good fruit if it has deep roots. And he says, pride. There are no roots in pride. That he says it becomes a stubby, short tree. And it gives the appearance of being a majestic tree, but it does not bear good fruit. Therefore, it needs to be cut down. The Lord even gives us a parable. When he sees a tree, and he sees that it has not borne any good fruit, he said, cut it down. And we hear the gardener says, you know what? Give me some time. Let me cultivate the ground around it. Let me prune it. Let me water it. Give me a year. And if it doesn't bear good fruit, cut it down. Well, the Baptist calls us now in the season of Advent, not to wait for a year, but we don't know the date nor the time where our Lord is coming. Now is the time of our salvation. The Lord is inviting us to bear fruit that is most pleasing to the Father. This season of Advent, we are being called to repentance. And the Baptist says that your evidence of repentance is going to be on the fruit that you produce. Bad fruit just shows that you are not repentant. Good fruit shows us that you are reconciled to God, to one another, and to yourself. And so Saint Anthony of Padua invites us to consider this image of the tree during this Advent season. One that is deep rooted in humility. The humility of Christ, who humbled himself to the point of death, death on the cross. And we should all be praying, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like yours. The trunk of obedience, that obedience that we see in Christ, who is always obedient to the will of the Father. Those branches of pastoral charity, to have the charity of Christ, to treat one another as Christ has treated us, with kindness, with compassion, with mutual forgiveness, and with love. And those branches of holy preaching, that they are words of honesty and words of truth. And ultimately, if we do repent and we amend our lives and our ways, and we really truly change our hearts and change our minds, then all of us that will be pleasing to the Lord, we would give evidence by our conversion, by bearing fruit, good fruit, that is pleasing to the Lord.